The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service. It originally aired live on Radio Memphis and has been edited for time.
There you go. New music there in the Radio Memphis library there. Country Boy Proud from Jay Jones here at Radio Memphis as we slip up into the nooner. And as luck would have it, Jay is sitting in here. What's up, brother?
Hey, how's it going, man?
Going well, going well. Glad you could come on down.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the record, man.
Not a problem. Not a problem. It's good. Thanks for playing.
It's good stuff. We have one of our major rules here is don't suck. And it doesn't. So, you know, hey, you know, we're playing it. That one's in regular rotation over here.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
It's a good record. It's you know, I know the country music scene is kind of twisted around over the years, and you guys are taking a whole fresh approach to it.
I am. It's you know, right from here, birthplace of rock and roll.
Yeah.
So, but I'm a country guy.
Yeah.
So I said, hey man, let's just mix the two things together. It's called headbanging country.
Yeah.
And it is. It's a different flavor of country.
It is very different.
Yeah.
I haven't really heard anything like it before, which is good.
Yes.
And I hear a lot of stuff. I get a lot of stuff. Where did you do the record?
I did the record over there with Justin Reimer at Crosstrack Studios.
That's a perfect fit for you because, you know,
definitely.
Reimer's, he's all up into the rock and roll.
Reimer's so good, man. Reimer knows his stuff.
Yeah.
We knocked it out of the ballpark. He did a fantastic job on everything.
Yeah, he's a good engineer. He's got a great studio.
Most definitely. Yeah. Beautiful studio.
Oh, yeah. How long did the making of the record, was it a smooth process? Sometimes it
not
is.
At all.
No,
it was not at all. Yeah. Once I got in, cause I was starting it with a couple other guys, and then some things fell through on that end.
Yeah.
And so I was left with not even a half a record. I mean, it fell apart. I've known Justin Reimer for years and years and years, and we hooked up one night. He says, dude, come on, let's finish it.
Yeah.
And so I went out there. Now, from that point on, yes, then it was all smooth sailing.
Right. But getting to that point.
Getting to that point, yeah, it was a little difficult. The thing's taken me a couple of years to get done.
That's about right, yeah. Yeah, for a good record. You got to put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears
into
it.
There was a lot more tears than anything else.
there's a lot of cussing and a lot of, you know, ass-kicking going on and trying to get it done. Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely.
How long did it take you to do it when you got with Justin?
When we got in and got moving and stuff, I mean, we had it done in a few months.
Yeah.
It didn't take long at all.
That's good.
Yeah, it did not take long at all. Like I said, Justin knows his stuff. Man, he's got resources, you know, and we use some studio musicians. Tommy Burrows did the fiddle, who's fantastic.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Tommy's wonderful.
So he came in and he says, okay, let me hear half of it. Okay, all right, just go ahead and start recording.
Yeah, we'll just knock it out real quick.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be done in 5 minutes.
Time's wasted, boys. Let's go.
So, but yeah, he's got the resources, man. He knows a lot of people that came in and it all just came together.
You know, when you're writing your music and you're going through that whole process, and then you figure out what you want to lay down, and you said you went through a long, painful process before this.
Yes.
I would assume the music changed a little bit for you between then and by the time you got into Ryan.
Most definitely, yeah. We had, as a matter of fact, Country Boy Proud, the original scratch track sounded absolutely nothing like that.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was pretty much the same, but it sounded completely different.
Completely different.
Yeah, just a completely different sound and stuff. We went in, and like I said, I played what we had for Justin, and he kicks back, and he goes, okay, that's a good starting point.
Yeah.
We can work with this.
Yeah, and so, we can just, you know, kind of build from there.
Yeah.
And that's what it is, really. Mm-hmm. It's all a building process.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, because a lot of acts will go into a studio, and they have some type of a preconceived notion of what they're going to expect to come out with. And it rarely lines up with what actually does happen.
Well, he came in, when we sat down and talked, he came in and he said, do you know what you want? And I said, no, I haven't a clue. And he goes, well, then this will be fun.
Yeah.
You know? So I was like, man, I've got a couple of half-written songs and a bunch of ideas. And he goes, that's where it all starts.
This is perfect.
Yep.
Yeah. Those are the building blocks right there. And next thing you know, you've got a record out of the
deal. Yes, most definitely.
I assume this is your first?
This is.
Yeah.
This is the first of hopefully many.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
First of hopefully many.
Hopefully you're still writing right now, even right on the heels of this.
I've still got plenty of ideas.
keep all that written down because that whole process is going to start over sooner than you realize. Which I guess leads me to the next obvious thing, I guess, getting the band together and getting out on the road a little bit and playing some shows. And now with the spring and summer right here on us. And
we are working on all that, working on getting some shows booked right now. We don't have anything locked in yet.
Yeah.
But we are looking on getting some shows locked in, like you said, this summer, some of the festivals.
Sure.
Summer and fall festivals. We're hoping to be ready to go by then.
That'll be good.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, because that's certainly a good time for it, you know. I was going to grab a break here. When we come back, I was going to play another track off of this thing. Let's chat a little bit more. What's another song you want to hear off of this?
Me?
Yeah.
I want to hear all of them. No, I'm just kidding. Man, I tell you what, we're talking about doing some stuff, summertime and stuff like that. I think Southern Sexy would actually be a good summertime song.
Yeah, it's a good song. Is there a story behind it? I mean, with a lot of music, there's always a story, but,
there's a story behind everything. I actually I didn't write this one. This one was, one that, another guy, named Derek Wales. Mm-hmm. He's local. And he actually wrote this one and Hell and Hanging On.
Mm-hmm.
And he had recorded them with Reimer. And I heard, you know, Reimer's like, okay, just listen to what he's got. And if you hear something that strikes you, okay, cool. And I actually listened to Southern Sexy. I go, man, it's kind of got a cool feel with it. I was like, let's go ahead and record that one. So we did that one. And then when I at first, Helen Hanging On, I had to hear it a couple of times.
Right.
Because it's a slower song.
Sure.
And the rest of the album is very, upbeat, very high energy, and so it was a slower song, so I actually listened to that one and I went, oh, okay, let's see what else he's got, and I had to go back and listen to it again and just turn everything off and just focus on the music, and I went, oh wow, yeah, no, we got to do this one too.
Oh yeah.
So,
well, that's good. All right, well, we'll give it a spin. It's coming up out of the break. We gotta catch up with our friends over at FSN for the midday news, so stick around. More with Jay Jones here in the Nooner here at Radio Memphis. Jay Jones at Radio Memphis here in the Nooner there in Southern Sexy. Jay's in the studio talking about this brand new record. What's the title of the album?
Title of the album is Country Boy Proud.
It is
Country Boy Proud.
Right on.
And we released it on the 6th. It's available on iTunes, Amazon, all the good fun download sites.
It came out the 6th of this month.
It came out just recently the 6th.
Yeah, yes. and it's available where sold, as they say.
It's available everywhere sold.
And then,
if you can get it, it's there.
Yeah, right on. Are you going to be printing copies and taking them to shows and stuff?
Yes, we will have copies. They've actually already been ordered. I thought we were going to have them in already, but yeah. I think they'll probably be in today or tomorrow, something like that.
That'll be good. That's always exciting when that box shows up.
Yeah, when that box shows up, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, because you got to get in there and make sure that everything got spelled right and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Discs in the actual cases. You're not getting some Frank Sinatra record in there in the middle of it. That's what happened, you know, when you get the platinum records,
mm-hmm.
those records are not your, like if you got a platinum record, that would not be your record that's up there. They spray paint
they
a record,
paint it,
and they put a label on it, and they frame it, and away they go.
Whatever. I don't care. It looks pretty on the wall.
It's all it is. It's marking an achievement, but it's hard to sell platinum these days. I mean, God, yes. I can't even tell you who the last platinum selling artist was, because they don't sell albums anymore.
It's all different. Yeah,
it's all singles.
Completely different.
Yeah. We should go back to the way it was back in the '60s when it was on the single and the flip. You know,
most definitely.
Yeah. You know? That was where it was at. When was it? Who was it? Cashbox that used to run all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool. But yeah, I mean, I would coming into the music industry these days is, as we've just been saying, is vastly different than what it was a long time ago. And did you find that you had to kind of change your model to this a little bit business wise?
Business wise, yes. I was doing the cover band thing, and so I mean, you know. So you come into your own, obviously you're kind of owning your craft and stuff, but as far as the business plan and everything, I'm actually still learning it as we go.
Oh yeah.
You know, we're learning day by day.
Yeah. And that doesn't change. You'll always be spending time learning that.
Most definitely.
Especially when you start throwing in the whole, hey, let's get on the road thing.
Right.
That changes a lot
too. That changes,
dramatically, because then there's all those expenses of being out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then dealing with these venue owners that may or may not want to pay you, it's you know how that goes. It's a load of horseshit's what it is.
we've been there, we've done that.
But you can find that if you sell a lot more merchandise that way, and you know selling physical copies, selling tickets, getting butts in seats and that kind of thing. It makes it worthwhile, I would think.
Almost definitely. Well, just getting out there and getting to play your own music in front of people, that's an awesome thing.
Yeah, because coming from a cover band world, which, you know, nothing against that. I mean, guys make money. They pay their bills with
No.
They get a full-time job doing that. You're playing 4 or 5 nights a week, and they're doing really well with it.
Mm-hmm.
But there is that making that leap into original material.
It's a big step. It's a definite leap of faith, so to speak. You know. And you know, I did the cover thing, and like you said, there's nothing against it. I made quite a bit of money over the past few years doing it.
Sure.
So this was definitely something that I said, okay, well, I want to do it, and it's now or never.
Yeah.
So
were you slipping in some originals in the cover thing?
We were trying none of these.
Yeah.
None of these, but you know, I had written some other stuff and, it was kind of rough.
Yeah.
But we would slide a couple of originals in on the live shows and, you know, people started to dig it.
Yeah.
I actually, you know, there was one that we did that, I had quite a few people say, hey, is it going to be on the album? I'm like, no. I was like, it's not going to be on the album, but you know, maybe one day we'll release it and record it and release it, but not right now.
Well, sure, because, you know, you get out on the road, and you know this, or you play a bunch of shows, and you play, you know, especially your own material, the longer you're doing it, the more the song evolves.
Yes.
It changes.
Yes.
You know?
That's true. But that's also true when you're doing cover songs. I mean, you kind of take it and make it your own, you know? You know, it's reinventing the wheel, but you're making it
But it's your
own.
Version
it's
your, of...
It's your version of the wheel.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah, and I'm all for that, you know, and I don't necessarily have an issue with cover acts. I don't, you know, seek them out, but, and if they happen to be there when I'm at a place, you know, that's fine. That's all well and good, but something will catch your ear and you go, I've never heard Layla played like that,
right.
You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and if they didn't completely just, you know, F it up, then, you know. Yeah. My hat's off. That takes big balls to try and take a song like that and
kind of make that one your own.
Yeah, exactly. Or you're a lot of that stuff. But no, that's real good. And with your shows, then with the band is you're going to do. Obviously, you'll be playing cuts off of the record. But do you have other material to fill out?
We'll probably wind up throwing some covers in until we get going and get enough to fill the entire time slot.
Something that fits what you're doing.
And also while people are learning, that, you know, when you go to a new show and it's all originals, they go, okay, when are they going to play something that we know?
Right.
You know, I'm already thinking ahead. Okay. Well, if they're going to sit and listen to my stuff, let's give them something that they already know.
Sure.
We'll throw a few covers in.
Flesh out the show a little bit, yeah.
You know. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, well, God.
Do what you got to do.
It's show business, man. What's the secret of show business? I tell these guys this all the time. It's you always give your audience something they've never seen nor heard before.
Exactly. I leave them wanting more.
Oh, yeah.
Leave them wanting more.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, so if you're brought in to play an hour, play 55 minutes. Just enough to stay within the contract. Let's play another cut off the record. Pick one.
You pick.
Me pick.
You pick. What was one that jumped out to you?
How about Bar Fight?
That was a good one. That's just like a good... that'll get you going. I had so much fun doing this one. Seriously. I had a good time.
I mean, it comes from experience.
It comes from experience. No, I mean, if you listen to it, it comes from experience. Yes, I am no stranger to fighting in bars.
Yeah, I've done it
once or twice.
Yeah, well, sure, yeah. So this is exactly where that comes from.
It's a good one, yeah.
All right, well, let's check it out. Here it is. Jay Jones, Bar Fight here at Radio Memphis.
Hey, if you're looking for trouble, there's gonna be a bar fight. Started off like any other. All I wanted was a drink, not to be bothered from the way things look. My trouble. It's gonna be a bar fight. Turning over, the bar stools fly, the doors were locked, nobody in or out, but we're gonna show them what we're all about. They had us outnumbered, it was 8-4, broken glass on the bar, and blood on the floor. We dragged them out as the law walked in, I bet they think twice before they do it again. But I'm not one to start a fight, but I sure won't let one pass. Sit your ass down. We're gonna go another round. You got two choices, so what you gonna do? If you're looking for trouble, it's gonna be a bar fight.
Premiering now on Radio Memphis.
Same old hug.
Throttle right there at Radio Memphis. Jay Jones, brand new stuff there. You just told me you recorded that with a sinus infection?
Yeah, recorded the whole album.
You recorded the whole album?
The whole album was with a sinus infection, yeah.
And so do you sound different now than you did on the record?
I hope so. I don't know.
You don't want to wait until you can get the infection out of you?
Because he allotted so much time. You know, Reimer's busy and he's busy, stuff like that. And we did as much as we can. And then I was, you know, some days I would feel better than others and I would sound a little bit better. And so, you know, he'd be like, how you feel today? I'm like, let's record a couple of things and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And then there were some days when I walked in, I go, dude, I feel like crap. Can we just, you know, work on lyrics and work on the
other tracks,
everything together and stuff. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, sure. So
yeah, that works out. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I really appreciate you bringing the record. I love it. I think it's going to go well.
Thank you very much.
You guys are going to do really well with this thing.
I appreciate you having me out there, and I appreciate everything that you do for Memphis music.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
No, it's my pleasure. You know, getting a chance to hang out with guys like you, it makes me feel better.
Thank you.
Down here in this dark room all day long playing rock and roll. Be looking for Jay Jones in a city near you, hopefully very soon. Online, where can folks find you?
They can, the website is headbangingcountry.com, and they can also catch up with me on Facebook, Jay Jones Music. Click the like button.
Yeah.
We post on there quite often as well.
Okay, good, very right. good. So there it is, right there, headbangingcountry.com.
Headbangingcountry.com.
There it is.
Right. JayJones.com was already taken.
Well, that bastard. We need to go hunt him
by
down.
By a politician.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. So, no, we went with headbangingcountry.com because it kind of, you know, it kind of sets out who we are.
Well,
and whatnot,
sure.
So, but yeah, check it out.
And the record, is it available on that website too? At headbangingcountry.com?
We have the links.
You have the links
on there. Yeah, the links are on there. You can't buy it off of the website.
I gotcha.
We do have a little feature on there, a little video that has clips of the entire thing all together.
Okay, good.
So you can give it a little trial listen.
Very
to
good.
The entire thing.
Very good. Best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
And
thank you.
Next time you're around, pop in and say hey.
Most definitely, man. When we get a date locked in here locally, man, I'll give you a shout.
Yeah, please do. Okay. Yeah, we'll do something. We'll do something even if it's wrong. We'll do it.
Exactly.
The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated and originally aired live on Radio Memphis. Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com.